And good morning, everybody. This is Kyle High, and here with your coach's breakfast. And joining me this morning is the new coach of the Cherryvale Chargers. We have Coach Robert Hearson. Coach, good morning. How are you doing today, sir?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Well, first of all, you are the new coach of Cherryvale this year. So for folks that do not know you, just tell us a little bit about yourself, where you come from, and kind of your coaching history so far.
Yeah, so my name's Robert Henderson. I'm originally from Northwest Arkansas, but after I went to college at Navy, played some football there, played some rugby there, and then finished up at the University of Arkansas. Got my master's from the University of Arkansas at Monticello, and then I coached college ball a few different places, so in like a GA and restricted earnings role. So I've coached at Hendricks College in Conway, Arkansas, University of Central Arkansas in Conway, then Virginia Military Institute, and then Southwest Baptist up in Springfield, Missouri. So bounced around the college game, ended up at a high school over in Northeast Arkansas as a defensive coordinator. From there, went to Longview, Texas. I was down in Longview, Texas as a special teams coordinator this past season. Family situations dictated we got a little bit closer, so I'm really excited to be here. This is my first head coaching job, so we're fired up about it. I'm fired up about the kids here. It's been a great experience so far.
Absolutely. You know, and again, this is Cherryvale. You're the third head coach in the past 3 years for Cherryvale. Just kind of your thoughts on that and that again, obviously, things change, but again, obviously, they thought you're the best man for the job. So just kind of, again, with you being the third coach, does that make a difference on maybe how the kids react? Because having a new coach every year can kind of, some kids kind of get a little confused about that sometimes. So what did you say to the kids when you came in as the new head coach?
Well, I mean, I'm definitely a guy that wants to be here for a while. A lot of situations dictate whether a coach is here a long time or not, but that my goal is to see a seventh grade class through seniors. The biggest thing for me and the biggest thing for the kids is just building that trust with them. I got out of school in Longview, I think it was like May 19th, and I was here May 21st doing summer weights, and I've been here all summer. I thought it was important that I got up here early and started building those relationships with kids. We have a good core group of kids that I've been around all summer that, I think they're bought into what we're doing. I think they trust me. I definitely trust some of them. So, as far as that goes, now it's being the third head coach, I think the COVID situation has a lot to do with that. I think a lot of coaches all over the country, I know some guys I work for down in Texas were definitely had a rough year last year. So I think that, you see across the country a lot of coaches getting out of the game. And, I'm just lucky enough that I was in a good situation last year, and I think I'm in a good situation this year. So,
absolutely. And you're talking about weights have been going on. You got here pretty much in May. So, how's that look so far during the summer? I know you can't technically be doing a lot of coaching, but how's the turnout been for weights this summer?
We had a good core group of kids that showed up, and those are the core group of kids we're going to be counting on this fall. Our turnout early was really good. In the middle we hit that lull around that 4th of July break. But, the expectation wasn't for them to be at every weight today. I want them to go to church camp. I want them to go on family vacations. I want them to do all that. So we kind of set it where they made 25 workouts. I had 20 kids make that, which was a good number for us. It was a little bit higher than I expected it. And I had almost 10 kids make 40 workouts, which is perfect attendance. So, and those kids still went on their family vacations, all of that, but we kind of set it up to where it was open a lot for them. If they were working, we had an evening session they could come to. If we had a early morning session and an evening session, so kind of tried to work around them that way. I could get to know them, kind of meet them where they're at, sort of deal. So I'm happy with our weights turnout. Obviously, as a coach, you always want it to be better. You want perfect attendance from your entire team, but life happens. Kids have jobs. Kids have family trips. Kids go with mom or dad all summer. So, I'm really happy with the turnout we had, and I'm happy with the kids we got going into the fall.
Absolutely. Well, again, talking about the kids, let's go ahead and start talking about those kids. So you've had a couple of practices so far because you were allowed to start practicing on Monday. so far in your first couple of practices, who's kind of stood out maybe as like that leader for the team and that kind of stood out in your eyes?
You know, we have a few kids that obviously I've talked about that core group that's going through all summer, but Danny V. Hill, who on the offensive and defensive line is going to be a great player for us. I'm wanting him to be a little more vocal with his leadership, but he's getting there. It's something that you kind of have to learn how to do. Briggs Atkinson, he's a skill player for us. He's going to play some wing back. He's also going to play some receiver for us. He's going to be a starting corner for us. As far as a returner goes, he's one of our guys that's as far as stats go, he's our leading in about every category, both offensive and defensively. So he's going to be a big part of what we do. Jackson Knight's going to start a quarterback for us. He's also going to start an outside linebacker for us. So he's starting to grow into that leading quarterback role. You know, he kind of took that job over halfway through last season, and he's really owning it this year. We're really happy with what he's doing. A guy that's really surprised me through the summer and is going to be a big help to us is Fisher Hay. He's a guy that wasn't even sure he was going to play football at the beginning of the summer, but he made a bunch of workouts. He really bought into what we were doing, and now he's been a leader for us out there. Connor Wickham, another offensive lineman that's returning for us. He's going to be a great player for us too. And, you know, I mean, those guys are the ones that really stand out so far. But we've got some other dudes. We've got about 10 other guys that made their workouts and, you know, do everything they're supposed to do. And I'm challenging them to grow into a leadership role too.
And like you said, it sounds like you got a great core of returning players coming back ready to go. Last year, pretty decent season. But again, it looks like you got that core coming back and that they're ready to go, build on last year. Now, obviously, you don't have to say exactly what you're running, but when you come in with a new group, how do you work it when you're running schemes? Do you try to fit them into your scheme, or do you try to do maybe familiarize them with your scheme, or do you just kind of mix and match together?
Yeah, so you know this normally kills you when you're interviewing for head coaching jobs, but it's the honest truth. I mean, I'm not a one offense or one defensive guy. I understand that these smaller schools, you know, you got to fit what your players can do. I'm not going to try and fit a square peg into a round hole. The biggest thing is I'm you know, offensively we're gonna be simple. We simplified things. You know, all of our players are gonna be playing both ways. It just is what it is with roster numbers and everything else. We're not gonna be able to platoon it, so we got to keep things simple on both sides of the ball for them. That way they can play fast and they know what's going on, because you're only gonna get, you know, 45 minutes of practice on each side of the ball when you figure in special teams and everything else that goes into a football practice. So that's the big thing, is keeping it simple for our kids. I came in with a different offense that I had in mind to run than we're running right now. And that's okay. It's something we've done in the past, and I'm really confident in what we're doing. We're going to be kind of a double wing look. We're going to have some split sets too on offense, and defensively we're looking to be a four front with a three front as our change up. So we'll be a little bit multiple on defense, but our terminology doesn't change, so it keeps it pretty easy for the kids.
Yeah, like you said, it makes it easier for the kids who have maybe been running one offense and all of a sudden a new offense comes in. But it sounds like keep it extremely simple, kind of a double wing offense, which is always fun to watch when you're sitting in the stands or you're calling the game, because you never know what play is going to come out of that, because there's so many different things that you can run out of that double wing offense.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, there's a lot of deception that goes into it. And the biggest thing for me is its simplicity. You know, we can plug kids. I mean, at a school our size, you know, if an offensive lineman goes down, it could hurt us pretty bad. So if we were in something where you were having to do a lot more up front that was a little more complicated, it could really completely kill your offense. So that was one of the driving decisions in going to that. We can kind of plug and play kids. You know, we can have kids play multiple positions and know multiple positions without it bogging them down too much. So that was the driving factor in us deciding to go that route. And, you know, our coaching staff and our kids have really bought into what we're doing so far.
Well, Coach, of course, you start the season coming up on Friday, September the 3rd. You will travel to Erie for your first game. I don't know if you've gotten any tape of them yet, but if you have, what have you kind of seen so far with that Erie squad?
Yeah, so with Erie, you know, they graduated a good quarterback, is my understanding. He was a big part of their offense last year. He hurt us really bad, especially on the defensive side of the ball. You know, he made some plays. He was a two-way starter for him, but he ran all over us last year. And, you know, them losing him is going to hurt them. I don't know what they're bringing back yet. I hadn't really dove into them that deep to know who they're returning and who they're not. But, you know, I think the structure of our defense is going to be a lot different this year. The structure of our offense is going to be a lot different. I expect us to compete a little bit better with them than we did last year. I know they're going to run a lot of zone read, some speed option. I watched them this off season as I was coming in May. I watched everybody we played last year. And, you know, I expect them to be primarily a zone team, but, you know, I mean, that can change year to year. You know how it is with these smaller schools. I mean,
absolutely.
Completely.
They do change from year to year, that's for sure. But, Coach, again, welcome to Southeast Kansas. We really do appreciate you spending some time with us this morning, and good luck for you starting this season.
Hey, we appreciate everything you do in promoting our kids. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much, Coach.
Have a good one.